Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Chances are there's a state park near you.
There are 119 units of the park system. Some of them are bound to be pretty close to you.
Walt Dabney, State Parks Director, says park visitors can enhance their experience by picking up a new state park guide. They feature detailed information about each site, including directions to and amenities available at each park in the system.
You can get the state park guide at any one of the parks, and I'd not only encourage you to get the guide, but I encourage you to buy a state park annual pass.
In tandem with the new state park guide, the annual state park pass is your key to a world of discovery.
Once you buy the annual pass, it's good for a year from the time you bought it, and you can go as often as you want. You can go every day of the year, and you don't pay any entrance fees that way for you and whoever's in your party in the vehicle. So that's a heck of a great deal.
The Parks Pass is only $60.
You can get them either through our reservation office or at any park.
When you buy a pass now through June 30th, you also get a free subscription for 12 issues of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Visit the State Parks section of the Parks and Wildlife website for details. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.